Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn in your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 8, we will read verses 17 through 21. But Jesus, being aware of it, said to them, "Why do you reason because you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?" And they said to him, 12. "Also, when I broke the 7 for the 4,000, how many large baskets of fragments did you take up?" And they said, 7. So he said to them, "How is it you do not understand?" Verse 10 tells us that Jesus and his disciples had just gotten into a boat and traveled to a place called Dalmanutha. His lifelong enemies, the Pharisees, came to meet him there. They came seeking a sign. They wanted him to entertain them with a sign from heaven, the same thing Satan had tried to do to Jesus in the wilderness. He didn't like for people to come to him seeking signs, because Jesus knew that no matter what he did, they would still not believe him. They saw him heal a sick man, and they said he did it under the power of Beelzebub, the devil. But Jesus said, "An adulterous and an evil generation seeketh after a sign, and no sign will be given to them except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Jesus was so fed up that he immediately got into a boat and crossed to the other side. And after getting into the boat with his disciples, the disciples started a discussion in the boat about bread. In fact, they may have had a heated argument about who forgot to bring the bread. In Mark 8:14, the Bible says, "Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, and they did not have more than 1 loaf with them in the boat." And I can just imagine how the conversation went. "Did you bring the bread?" "No, I didn't bring the bread." Maybe Philip asked Thomas, "You know I told you to bring the bread." And maybe Matthew said to James, "You forgot to bring the bread. Didn't I tell you to bring the bread?" There were 12 hungry grown men having a heated discussion over who was supposed to bring the bread. Thank God, one disciple, maybe John, had enough wits about him to grab 1 loaf of bread before switching boats at their last stop. And while Jesus was still reflecting on the verbal attacks that he had just encountered with the Pharisees, he told them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Herod, because leaven was always a symbol of evil, and you only need a little leaven to destroy a whole lot. But Jesus was referring to the Pharisees' hypocrisy and their evil influence, and the fact that they exalted human traditions above the commandments of God. Jesus, the Son of God, was imparting to them golden nuggets of timeless spiritual truths. When again he heard someone in the boat said, "Is he," meaning Jesus,